order the Finance Committee meeting for the 12th, for March 12th. Public comments. No outraged members of the public here. Approval of minutes.
I move approval.
As written.
Good. No unfinished business, new business. Why, 2018-19 fee schedule proposed changes, Renee?
So I'm here as we put together the staff report and the reso with the information provided by the departments. And this is our yearly update to the fees and charges. They are all listed, and we're looking for questions. People from the departments are here to respond. And we do it this early because it takes, it will have to go to council, it will have to go through one public hearing, and then the fees can't become effective for 60 days once it's approved by council. So that's sort of our schedule going forward.
Scott? I wanted to look at one, I'm having trouble finding it, and that is the one related to food trucks, you know, the mobile food vendors. Where is that one?
Anybody know?
Page 53.
50. Is that packet page 53, or is
that? Yeah, packet page 53. Food
all
truck
right.
Fee, weekday, $50, weekend, $50. No change.
I see bike lockers. And preliminary development.
Is it, are you at 53 of 65, Eric?
Yes.
Or,
yeah.
Oh, okay. All right.
Packet page
72, sorry.
All right.
Food truck.
Food truck, $50. Okay. Why did I think it was? It used to be a whole lot more, and they were finding they couldn't make a profit. You know, they couldn't pay the $300 and then sell enough food to make up the $300 or whatever it was. Okay, $50? All right. I've read through it and the changes. It's on the wishes.
Looks like things make sense. I guess nothing to clear up.
Was there anything of
more efficient
consequence that we added or changed? I mean, most of them were tiny increments or word changes and stuff like that, wasn't it? Small inflationary increases or things like that. Were there any others?
Not so much.
Okay. Recommend we send it to council for approval. I guess it goes to what Parks and Community Services takes a look at, don't they?
They've actually already looked at it.
Oh, they've
moved them forward to.
Okay. All right.
Thank you.
Preside over one of the shortest meetings ever.
Yeah. Yeah. 5.2, use of fund 202, planning cost recovery fee. Debbie?
I'm covered for Debbie.
Okay. I was going to say, you don't look a thing like her.
That's like the Boy Scouts. Pledge of Allegiance, they're all
going to leave. All right, don't leave. All right. Bye, guys.
Yes. Oh, I'm going to make sure your parents get some pictures of the way out. Okay, so the city has a planning cost recovery fee, which is collected at the time of building permits. And those funds are used to update the general plan, specific plans, and more recently the Nexus fee study. The government accounting standards have very specific rules for how these types of funds can be used. And so those types of uses have to be clearly articulated by the council in terms of how we want to use those things. So right now we're actually seeking to amend the scope of those uses to include other documents that implement the general plan. An example of those would be complete streets guidelines, parks master plan, beautification guidelines, and those types of documents, which are clearly the next level of implementation of the broader policies of the general plan. And so the additional range of studies will provide us additional flexibility in how we fund these efforts.
As things like the Economic Development Strategic Plan?
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah. And so we already have that, we have a general plan element update for the that includes a lot of that information for the strategic plan, but you could actually call it out specifically as an item.
If the interpretation is it would be included, then we don't have to call it out specifically. I just want to make sure it was in there.
It's that type of document where there's another level. Likewise, the climate action plan is another one where we actually lump that under the general plan because it's its own element.
It's a requirement.
Yeah. Right. But we're looking for the flexibility to expand this to include some other types of planning efforts. And so what we'll have to do is come back with a resolution from council, and that will list all those specific studies or types of studies that we'll use in the future.
Now, we just went through a whole Nexus study and reduced the amount we collect for that.
Correct.
Will adding these things cause that account 202 to now go bust because we've reduced income and we've increased costs? So are we going to...
Well, there is potential to utilize those funds. Right now, approximately half of the account is allocated to various CIP and future general plan updates and Crow Canyon-specific plan update and a few other studies. But it'll be up to us to actually budget how we use those funds. In the future, we may end up doing another Nexus study that would suggest that, you know, additional funds may be required to keep up with the demand for those studies and implementation.
But over the next few years, you anticipate the plan work we have scheduled will be covered by the funds that we're collecting or the funds we already have?
Well, we have a lot of funds.
How much do we have in there?
We've got close to $100,000.
$100,000.
No, it's more.
I was going to say, we burned through that pretty easy.
It's 900,000.
900, that's right.
There we go. Okay. So, all right, we can burn through 100,000 pretty quick, I would think.
Yeah, and so we have, with the general plan housing element update, the Crow Canyon specific plan, the economic development update.
The bicycle
master plan isn't currently contemplated under that, is my understanding. But so we have about half of the funds already allocated, but there's another $400,000 to $500,000 that could be utilized for various studies, such as the Parks Master Plan update. We just have to actually designate those types of planning documents as implementation of the general plan.
Where would the one from 10 years ago, the Parks 10-year plan, would that have been general fund monies that funded it?
I believe that's what did there any parks fees fund that, or was it all general fund?
I'm not sure.
I'm not positive, but the inkling is that it was
something from 10 years ago.
That it was just general fund.
Okay. So you need from us
just a
recommendation
to
broaden the application of Fund 202?
Yeah, what we'll do is with the recommendation, we'll come to council with a resolution that will list those uses that we'd like to use the fund for.
Okay. The implication is that the way we currently have our guidelines written, you cannot do these things.
Yeah, the resolution that was adopted years ago lists the use of the fund as only general plan amendments or updates and specific plan updates.
Okay.
In 2012, we amended that to include fee nexus studies because we were doing a fee nexus study at the time.
Okay.
And so now we're going to the next step to look at some of these other
supporting documents for
general
fund and the ordinance.
Since there is a revenue source available to help fund those types of efforts, we can move them up in the priority list with some additional.
Okay. I recommend we move forward with the update of Fund Balance 202.
I agree.
Great.
Mr. Perkins, do you have any comments?
Wow, you do a great job there, Mr. Chairman.
Yeah, it took longer for you to use the restroom than it does to have a meal.
TMI! All right.
I guess that's it. We're adjourned.
Okay.